test, 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 test. Okay, there we go. Okay.
Good morning. We want to welcome all of you here this morning. I think it's a real miracle here. We've had at least 2 days without any rain. Boy, I had to go to an open house yesterday down in Yale, and we brought the back roads home, and boy, there's some sorry-looking crops on the way back. So, you know what? We want to really keep our farmers in our prayers here because they're gonna need it. We've got a lot of announcements this morning, so I will start out here with the first one. Choir practice is the 27th at 6 o'clock here in this church for the service up at the park next Sunday. And anybody that is interested at all in singing in this choir, just be here Thursday at 6 o'clock and you'll be welcomed. Please, and on all the pews, you'll see the little red book, and that's the attendance book. So we want each and every one of you to go ahead and sign that book and just leave it in the pew. We also have the new upper rooms here for July, so help yourself to them. Softball practice is on Sunday, June 23rd, I think that's today, 6 o'clock at Dorr Field, players needed. More information, contact John Norton. We've got a number of prayer requests here this morning. Don Winus' grandson, who is 14 years old, is going through some very serious times, treatments that he has got to take that are going to be difficult, so I understand. So please keep the Winus grandson in your prayers.
His name is Walker.
Okay. Linda and Roger Williamson also has a granddaughter, Isabel, and that was my mother's name, by the way, and I don't hear that very often anymore, but Isabel, who has been diagnosed with a progressive genetic disorder that causes vision loss, and she is obviously going to be going through some difficult times here, so we ask you to keep her in your prayers. Also, my niece's daughter, Lana Heilig, just went through open heart surgery. She is doing very well now. She's home. She went back for her first visit after the surgery just last week, and everything seems to be doing well, and she does not have a lot of restrictions, so that is a blessing. Also, don't forget about the carpet donations. Anyone wishing to give a donation towards the new carpet? I believe there's envelopes in the pews. It is $10 a square, and if you notice, there's a little board in the back there that shows how it's progressing, and you can buy one square or as many squares as you want. Community choir practice, we went over that, I guess.
The
what?
No Sunday school next week.
Oh, that's right. No Sunday school next week. The church service will be down at the gazebo. And they're asking that, you know, don't forget about your giving. We still need to give our gifts and tithes to the church. It does need our attention. Aaron, where's Aaron? Aaron's right here. Aaron's got an announcement to make.
Last announcement for a while. VBS starts this week. We're super excited. We've got lots of volunteers. We've got lots of kids signed up. There's still time to sign up. If you don't sign up, bring your neighbors, grandkids, anybody. Just bring them tomorrow night at 5:30. Dinner starts over in Wesley Hall for adults and kids. Everybody's welcome. 5:30 to 7:30, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. We're going to set up today if anybody wants to help with the decorations and set up and turning this place into a ranch. We're starting at 4 o'clock today, so anytime after that, you could come here and then go over to the ball field for practice afterwards. I'm asking all volunteers to please wear a red shirt. If you have your church shirt or anything red, just so the kids can easily pick out who the volunteers and the helpers are. If you're not going to come help tonight, just a note of please meet in Wesley Hall by 5:30 on Monday so that we can all get designated to our places and everybody's ready to welcome the kids. The kitchen crew, you have your own orders from Miss Dorian, so I'm not overruling that. Whatever Dorian said, that's when you need to be here. And then I just ask all of our congregation to pray for VBS, pray for the volunteers, that we can reach the children, pray for the children who are coming, and pray for the kids that don't know God. And the ones that do know God, that they can share God's love and their light with Him. So just be praying for all the good that can come with VBS.
Thank you. Thank you, Erin. I guess now is probably time for any Thanksgiving. Anybody got anything they'd like to give Thanksgiving for this morning? Okay. Let's move on then to birthdays. Have we got any birthdays out there?
Nort.
Oh, Nort?
And I was really happy I came today, and I see in the bulletin that Captain Phelps is going to sing That Made My Day.
But I don't think she's going to sing Happy Birthday to you. Oh, okay. Okay. Do we have any other birthdays? Okay. How about anniversaries? Any anniversaries? Roger.
55 years.
55 years. Well, I can understand how you made it. I can understand how you made it, Roger, but I wonder how Linda made it.
Happy anniversary to you. Happy anniversary to you. Happy anniversary.
Please quiet your minds and prepare your hearts for worship. Our praise songs this morning are number 2151, I'm So Glad Jesus Lifted Me, followed by 3108, Trading My Sorrows.
Is in the green book if you want to follow in the hymnal, and that's on the screen. You know, it's a new song. We're going to just read through those last words. I'm going to start, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord, amen. I am pressed, but not crushed. Persecuted, not abandoned. Struck down, but not destroyed. I am blessed beyond the curse, for he has promised will endure, that his joy is going to be my strength. Though the sorrow may last for the night, his joy comes with the morning. And then, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord, amen. We'll practice that someday.
Our call to worship this morning, please respond to the bold print. It is a good thing to give thanks to the Lord, to sing praises to our God.
To declare your steadfast love in the morning
and your faithfulness by night. Bless our God, all you who have come to worship. Let the sound of his praise be heard. Please remain standing for our first hymn, number 140, Great is Thy Faithfulness.
May be seated. I'm going to invite the children to come up for a children's message. You guys come on up. Good to see you here this morning. I think we have some in the nursery. I don't know if they're coming out or not. Suzette, are they coming out over there? All right, we're going to wait for the kids from the nursery to get here. Come on down, Mason. Come on, guys. Good to see you. Yeah. Come on over. We even got a cow up front. We have a barn back here. Wonder what that's all about, huh? Look at the cow. Moo, moo. Right. What do I have in my hand? A chicken. Chick, chick, chicks. I like to call my chicks. You're all my chicks. Come on. All right. We have a seat. Have a seat. This morning, I have somebody that wants to talk to you. I think I have somebody that wants to talk to you. Hello?
I can't.
Hello. Are there any friends out there?
Hi. Can you say hi? She asked if there's any friends out here.
Hi.
Yeah. Yeah, we got lots of friends out here. Yeah, there are a lot of people out here. We got quite a few kids, too. Can you say hi?
There sure are a lot of people out there. Do you think any of them want to be our friends?
I don't know. What do you think?
I know. Let's ask them.
Okay. That sounds like a good idea.
Hi, everybody. Does anybody want to be our friends?
Yes. What did we say? Yes, we want to be friends, right? Say yes really loud.
I'm not sure I heard anybody. Me either.
Yeah,
let's
me?
Hi, everybody. Does anybody want to be our friends?
Yes. We got to say it real loud. Yes.
That's much better.
There. Yeah.
Now that we have so many new friends, we want to invite you all to come to the Circle of Friends Ranch on June 24th to the 26th.
We will be having supper, playing games, and singing songs.
We will be doing crafts, having special story time at the barn, and just having a great time.
Mom and Dad can come and have supper with us.
You can even invite your brother or sister to come if you want to.
So everybody please remember that June 24th through June 26th, 5:30 to 7:30, we hope to see you all there.
Bye. So Vacation Bible School, are you guys all coming? Yes, yes, I am so excited. You know what? We got different groups, and those that are in preschool, they get to be the chicks. Because we're on a, yeah, that's right, they're going to be chickens. And so they're going to be here, and we've got a group that's going to be cows. What does a cow make? What's on moo? And I think we're going to have some pigs. What do pigs sound like? Yeah, pigs. A chicken. I don't remember what the other groups are. Horses. What does horses make? That's right. So come and be a part of the ranch. We're really excited, and it's going to be lots of fun. And if you have neighbors and friends that want to come, it's not too late. That's right. Horses make that sound. You did that pretty good, Claire. There you go. Yeah, okay, we could do that all day, but I got to move in with the worship, okay? So tomorrow, Vacation Bible School, come. I'll be here, all right? Let's pray. You pray with me, you follow me. Dear God, thank you for Vacation Bible School, that we will have fun, and we'll bring friends, and we'll all know you. In Christ we pray. Amen. All right, here's your bulletins.
He kept doing that in my ear.
He kept doing that in your ear? All right, there you go. Boy, all right, hands everywhere, hands everywhere. Here we go. Give one over here. I can't, yep, you got two. There you go. Who else? Mason, sorry. Everybody got one now? All right.
Our Old Testament reading this morning comes from Psalm 42. As a deer longs for flowing streams, so my soul longs for you, O God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When shall I come and behold the face of God? My tears have been my food day and night, while people say to me continually, "Where is your God?" These things I remember as I pour out my soul, how I went with the throng and led them in procession to the house of God with glad shouts and the songs of thanksgiving, a multitude keeping festival. Why are you cast down, O my soul? And why are you disquieted within me? Hope in God, for I shall again praise him, my help and my God. My soul is cast down within me. Therefore I remember you from the land of Jordan and of Hermon and from Mount Mizar. Deep calls to deep as the thunder of your cataracts. All of your waves and your bellows have gone over me. By day the Lord commands his steadfast love, and at night his song is with me, a prayer to the God of my life. May God add his blessings upon the reading of his words. And now, Catherine.
So this is North Schramm's birthday today. So the song I'm going to sing is going to be dedicated to him, and it's called From the Day You Were Born. It's not a funny song, it's a good song. From the day you were born, I have been here beside you. As your life passes by, I will stand by your side. Though today, as you try, you may worry and sigh. Every day hear me say, here am I, here am I, come to me. Take my hand, new life is free. Please believe me, receive. Beside you as as your life passes by, I will stand by your side. Though today, as you try, you may worry and sigh. Every day, hear me say, here am I.
Now it's time for us to stand and sing Love Lifted Me. Please stand as able. Be seated. We have shared our prayer concerns earlier in the morning. Also want to let you know that we have two campers that are at camp this week, Libby Tank and Kylie Haynes. And Anita Rich had a stroke, which is Margaret Sefton's niece. So we want to pray for her that did not get spoken. So let us now go to our Lord in prayer. Lord, you do lift us every single day as we come and stand before you. We pray, Lord, that you will hear our prayers and have mercy on us, that you heard those that we have lifted up to you. We pray for Tust. We pray for healing. We pray for miracles. We pray for strength. For all of those who are hurting. For those who are going through difficult times and illness. We ask you, Lord, that you just bathe each one of them with your healing hand. With discernment for doctors, that truly they will be able to rejoice in all things, and that the end result would be what we desire, Lord, is for that healing completely. Lord, you know our hearts. You know that we're excited for Vacation Bible School this week. We also come to you and ask, Lord, that you put on the hearts of the children in the community that invitation to come and praise your name. And we ask that you be with the leaders to help each one of them be guided by the Holy Spirit. They will know who you are
and know that Jesus died and rose again for their salvation, for all of our salvation. That we can become friends, gathered together in one place, and that they are loved. We pray for our campers as they've gone off to camp, and we thank you for those that have come back. We pray this experience will be a lifetime mountaintop experience for them, that they too will learn and grow and know who Jesus is. And we know, Lord, that many accept you at camp as their Lord and Savior. So we just put our hearts up to you, Lord, and ask that these children, these youth, these young people that come before you during this summer season will draw closer to you, will accept you as Lord and Savior, and will rejoice and praise your name. For they have that peace that passes all understanding because you are in them with the Holy Spirit. Be with family members, especially parents, as they send their kids off, that they're not anxious or worried, but let them know that they are in good hands. And we pray for the leaders of these camps, for they can have wisdom, that they have strength, that they have the guidance that comes from you to lead them in a way that they know you. It's the same with our church, Lord. We ask that you pour out your Spirit on each one of us here, that we know that we are to go and make disciples of Jesus Christ for the transformation of the world, and that by loving and caring and sharing like you, Christ, we can do that. Fill us that we may be your hands and feet. And as we come into the week of Thumb Festival, Lord, we pray for all of those that are putting together next Sunday's service, that people will come together even though it's not in their church building, but they will recognize that we are one body of Christ coming together to praise your name. May we come, Lord. It's not just a Sunday off, but a Sunday to gather. And may we love one another as we gather together. We pray for Pastor Kyle as he will bring us this message. And Lord, each week we add somebody to our list that we are praying for, and this week it's State Farm Insurance. We pray for the employees. We pray that they know you, that they are healthy and strong, and that we can connect with them, lifting them to you as they do business here in our Sandusky. Lord, we come to you, we praise your name, and we thank you for all that you do and say, that we can do and say for you. In the name of Christ, who taught us together to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Gospel reading today is out of Luke. It's chapter 8, verse 26 to 29. Hear these words. Actually, that should be 39, not 29. They sailed to the region of the Gerasenes, which is across from the lake from Galilee. When Jesus stepped ashore, he was met by a demon-possessed man from the town. For a long time, this man had worn no clothes or lived in a house, but had lived in the tombs. When he saw Jesus, he cried out and fell at his feet, shouting at the top of his voice, "What do you want with me, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? I beg you, don't torture me." For Jesus had commanded the impure spirit to come out of the man. Many times it had seized him, and though he was chained hand and foot and kept under guard, he had broken his chains and had been driven by the demon into solitary place. And Jesus asked him, "What is your name?" "Legion," he replied, because many demons had gone into him, and they begged Jesus repeatedly not to order them into the abyss. A large herd of pigs was feeding there on the hillside, and the demons begged Jesus to let them go into the pigs, and he gave them permission. When the demons came out of the man, they went into the pigs, and in the herd rushed down the steep bank into the lake and were drowned. When those tending the pigs saw what happened, they ran off and reported this in the town and countryside, and the people went out to see what had happened. And when they came to Jesus, they found the man from whom the demons had gone out sitting at Jesus' feet, dressed in his right mind, and they were afraid. Those who had seen it told the people how the demon-possessed man had been cured. Then all the people of the region of the Gerasenes asked Jesus to leave because they were overcome with fear. So he got in the boat and left. The man from whom the demons had gone out begged to go with him, but Jesus sent him away saying, "Return home and tell how much God has done for you." So the man went away and told all over town how much Jesus had done for him. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Lord, may the words of my mouth and meditation of my heart be acceptable and pleasing to you, O Lord. And now may there be less and less of me and more of you. These things I pray. Amen. Now, just before this reading, Jesus had been out on the Sea of Galilee with his disciples, and the waves came up in the storm, and they were afraid, and Jesus calmed the storm. And now they're headed to the opposite side of the Sea of Galilee, to the Gerasene side. Now, Sea of Galilee, I've been on when I was in Holy Land, and it was probably my most moving moment while I was there. It's not that large. I remember if it was like 10 miles, I don't remember how. It wasn't that big. But Jesus here is saying he's going to go to the Gerasene, to the other side, the opposite side. Now, you got to realize, on this side of the Sea of Galilee was more of the Jews' side, and if you went to the other side, the opposite side, it was Gentile region. The Gerasenes were in the Gentile region. If you notice, they had pigs on the hillside. Jews don't deal with pigs because they're unclean. So Jesus goes to the opposite side. And when he arrives on the other side, he sees this man that is demon-possessed. Now, in some of the commentaries that I read, demon-possessed here, when you see the S on the end, demons, were thousands in him. We don't want to relate this man like who some of our homeless are, that may be hungry and starving, but also maybe have some mental illness. He did not have mental illness. He was demon-possessed. He had evil in him, and it overtook his body. You know how we feel like sometimes we have issues and trouble, and we're feeling like the devil is coming at us, and there is a demon that is around, there's evil that is around? Well, that may only be one. Can you imagine thousands? Thousands. Not just one, but thousands. Maybe even up to 6,000 demons were in this man. The interesting point is, on this, is that he recognized who Jesus Christ was. Jesus is coming from the Jewish side, on one side of the Sea of Galilee, to the opposite end, to the Gentile region. Yet this man recognized, even in his state of demon, that this is Jesus Christ, Son of God, who could heal him. And so he falls at his feet and he asks him, but he also is also a little fearful, "Don't torture me," because he knows he's not in his right mind. How that is, I don't know. But he's recognizing Jesus, so he has enough of that inside, and he knows that he is demon-possessed. He doesn't wear any clothes, and he lives in the tombs. You realize where the tombs are? Where all the dead are. And he's living there. He's an outsider to everybody in the Gerasene area. They have nothing to do with him. They also probably see him as unclean. Yet this man comes to Jesus and wants his help. "Don't torture me." And amazing, the demons inside know that Jesus is calling them out, and they don't want to go to the abyss. Now, to understand the abyss is to know some of Revelations. It is, you're going to go to hell, to the abyss. Don't send us there. How about sending us into these pigs? So Jesus says, okay. Now, why doesn't Jesus send those demons to hell? I don't have an answer. But he responds to the demons that they can go into the pigs, and the pigs go into water, and the demons cannot be saved in water. They drown. Unfortunately, so did the pigs. Now, when I was there back in 97, something like that, 90, something in the 90s, the first time, we were on that countryside, hillside, where those pigs went over, which was quite a cliff. Now, we also have to know that in the Gentile areas, these pigs were part of their business, their financial aspect of living. Now, if you've got about 6,000 demons and you have a whole bunch of pigs and all the pigs leave and go into the water and drown, you know that their finances just hit water and hit bottom. Would that make anybody happy? We're worried about our crops. There went all theirs. It hasn't been the first time. They lost everything. So they want Jesus to leave because he is doing harm to their financial needs. And remember, this is a Gentile area. They don't really know who this Jesus is. But what they do know of him is, "You just destroyed all our prophets. We don't want you here." Now, most places in Jesus' scripture, he will tell the person when he heals them not to go and tell anyone. But in this passage, Jesus doesn't do that. He says, "Go and tell your people, family and friends, that you are healed." And some of them saw that were there, and they were afraid. Who is this man that can do this to this person who was unclean, filled with demons, and now he's dressed and he's in his right mind and he knows who he is and he wants to follow Jesus? And Jesus says, "No, don't follow me. Go and tell His name was Legion because Legion means all of these demons. And so Jesus said, go and tell. Go and tell your people. Legion, or whatever his name became after demons were out of him, went and was actually the first missionary in the Gentile region of Gerasenes. He actually went and told others who this Jesus is and what Jesus has done for him. We know today, thousands of years later, that Jesus is the Lord and Savior. He is the one that we can go to when we have issues. He's the one that we go to and pray for healing. Some of us may too fall on our knees and pray to God to not torture anymore, not have us go through what we're going through, but to save us from all of this demon, evil, however we want to express it in the world. Because we know that there is evil in the world. Not everything is all nice and glory. And just because we're Christians does not mean that we will not be attacked by demons, by evil in the world. We are part of the world. So Jesus wants us to turn to him, to seek him. That does not mean that we will not be tortured at some point in time, just like this man. This man had no hope for many years. But when he saw Jesus and he turned to him, he began to know that there was hope for him. Well, folks, there's hope for us. Even when we go through this world of difficult times, and we're in it, everyone has something in their life that they are dealing with, or with their families, or we look at the news and all the killings, the blacks and the whites, the racial slurs that come, the floods, the rains, the tornadoes, the earthquakes. There is so much happening in our world today. But there's hope. There is hope because we know Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. And so we have to hold on to our beliefs, to our faith, to our Lord Jesus Christ, to our God. We have to hold on to that hope. Because with Jesus as our Lord and Savior, we will return to him. As we talked about in Sunday school, nothing else really matters in the world. It may a little bit right now, but in the end, nothing matters but Jesus Christ, to whom we will return. And I'm not saying our families don't matter. They do. And God loves each one of us and wants each one of us to be loved and to be cherished and to be blessed. But we also need to follow him. He told Legion, don't follow me, go and tell. Well, we want to do both. We want to follow Jesus Christ, but we also need to go and tell the world. We need to tell the children that are coming at Vacation Bible School that Jesus loves them, that we are their friends. Here in the community, Sandusky First Church is here for them, and we will love them with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength. But we will also love our neighbors, as Jesus has called us to in this community. That we will be his hands and feet. And we will go and tell others who Jesus Christ is. For he loves us. And he wants us to share that love with all. With all. Not just people that we like. Not just people who look like us. But to go and share with others, This was an unclean man. He was also a Gentile. Jews did not interact with Gentiles. Most of us don't want to interact with somebody that's not like us. But Jesus says, go. Interact. Be a part of the body of Christ of the world. And that is what one of the things we're going to do this next Sunday is be a part of the body of Christ of Sandusky. Not gathering here. You don't have an excuse not to come to worship just because it's not in this building. Did everybody hear that? We're all worshiping together as a body of Christ. This is what we're supposed to do, is be out of this building and go and share the good news. Well, let's go and share it with our brothers and sisters in Christ. Let's be Christ to our community. For Christ has done everything, everything for us. Will we go and tell? Will we go and share the good news? Will we pray for our church and our leaders and all that we have listed on our prayer concerns and even more? Let's pray. Lord God, thank you for allowing us to be your hands and feet, to be part of a community, to be here for you, to be filled with your Holy Spirit, to be able to go and tell others. Fill us anew, Lord. Renew our belief and our faith. For we know you love us. May we show that love to others. In the name of the risen Christ. Amen. Would the ushers now please come forward?
To Jesus I'll cling.
please stand as able. Loving God, we come before you thanking you for all that you do for us through your Son, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. We ask that you accept these gifts, that they show our love for you, and that the kingdom here on earth can be used to know you as these gifts are used. In the name of Christ, we pray. Amen. Our closing song is O Christ, the Healer. Just a reminder that next week, if you didn't catch it already, we'll be at the gazebo 11 o'clock for worship. Please make sure that you bring your gifts and tithes. If you bring them there in our envelope, they will get to us. Bring them during the week, the following week. The church continues to do business. After next week, Jim and I will be gone for the month of July. I am on a spiritual renewal. It's been blessed by the bishop and our DS and our staff parish. I ask that you pray for us as we will be sort of around that first week in the area. And then we head to Georgia to be with my family. And I want you to know that my aunt is home from the hospital. And I pray that she will stay home until we get there. So know that I will be praying for you. There are pastors that are on call. And so I ask that you be blessed while we're gone. There's no meetings. You are to also take this time as a sabbatical for yourself. To be renewed. Not sabbatical from coming to church. We have people lined up that will be here. But to be able to renew your own spiritual self, for I am going to seek God on how and where he wants me to lead you and what he wants from me. As I seek him, please take this time to seek him for yourself and grow in your own belief and faith in God. And I will return here the first Sunday of August. Go now with my love. Go now knowing that Christ is always with us. No matter where we are and what is going on, he is here. Go in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.